Okay, Rabotai, we continue now with a new aspect to an old sugya. And that is the question of, we discussed, that min b'mino is midoraisa batal barov, midrabanan shishim. Like if you have milk, kosher milk and treif milk, and they get mixed together, So min b'mino is only shishim midrabanan. But say you have milk and non-kosher chveis, then you have milk and chicken soup, chveis, something like that. So then that's min b'shein amino. Min b'shein amino midoraisa is berov, but also shishim. You need shishim midoraisa really, because it's min b'mino, min b'shein amino, and min b'shein amino is the din of tam ki ikir. Because, and therefore you need shishim, and the assumption is that once you have shishim, then the tam dissipates. So there is a famous machloikis of basar shma and basar taima. And what is, how do you define what's mino or eno mino? So the simple pshat is, mino means it's the same taste, and shein amino is a different taste, like milk and orange juice is min shein amino, but milk and milk is min b'mino. But there's another possibility, and that is basar shma. That has nothing to do with taste, but if they're both called milk, even if treif milk would taste different than kosher milk, but maybe what's called min b'mino is tali in the shma, basar shma. And b'shein amino is if it's called different things. It's not milk and milk, it's milk and orange juice. But it's not because of the taste, it's because of what it's called, basar shma. And so this is going to be a sugya, it'll take a little time for it to get through, of how do you categorize min b'mino, basar shma, basar taima. And it'll take some time for us to get through what's being said here. So let's see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Tzamach Vav Amud Aleph. Chamra Atiki. So that means you have old wine. And it's mixed together with the envy. So in other words, you have wine and grapes. So the assumption is that the wine is penetrating into the grapes. Now, wine tastes different than grapes. Right? And also, they have different names. This is wine, this is grapes. So they are different on both accounts, both on the account of the Shema and the Taima. So then there's nothing to talk about. That's for sure called Min B'Shein Amino and these Shishim. So that's what it says. Chamra Atika B'Invi Divrei HaKol B'Nosein Tam. But everyone agrees that it's B'Nosein Tam. Meaning because it's called min b'shein amino. Because from both perspectives, it's min b'shein amino.
Why do you assume the grapes penetrate? Why do you assume the wine penetrates grapes?
Well, grapes don't penetrate wine.
Right. Why do you assume...
Because when you soak something, the liquid usually penetrates into the solid.
So you don't even need heat in that.
Right. Diriya called benosin tam.
Do we assume that takes a certain amount of time, or for the moment your grapes fall into your wine?
No, I mean there could be a concept of kovush when something is, soaking for 24 hours. Some things are more sharp; they don't need 24 hours to.
They have like an opening sometimes. The depth of the wine is going to penetrate into the grape.
Opening in the grape.
Yeah, like
when you pick up the grape, there's a little. Yeah, Mr. Katan is saying there's even an opening. Even so, maybe even without kavush, you say. Maybe just goes in. In the grapes. Sonny, what do you just want to say? Yeah? Chamra chadata be'invi. But what if you have new wine? The envy. So Abai Omar b'mashahu, v'Rava Omar b'nosin tam. Abai Omar b'mashahu taima hazlin. Idi v'idi chad taimahu. So the assumption is that the wine here obviously is not kosher wine, right? In both cases, whatever chamer it is, it's yainesach. Yainesach is wine that was poured for the avodah zarah. Stam yainam is just wine that we don't know. Just any wine that the goy poured or touched or shaked, that we treated midrabanan like yain nesach. Stam, we don't know. Yain nesach, we know that it was poured in the altar. So the assumption is that old wine and grapes have different tastes. But new wine and grapes are the same taste. So by Amr Chadatam b'invi, Abai Omar b'mashahu, Rava Omar b'mnosin tam. So what does that mean? Abai Omar b'mashahu b'asu taimaz linen. Idi v'idi chad taimahu. So it's min b'mino. So if you have min b'mino with kosher grapes and treif wine, so the treif wine is not batel. Because it's b'mashahu. So it's, in other words, the din is non-kosher wine asas b'mashahu. You can't b'batel it. But if it's min b'mino. If it's mimisha ein amino, then even in treif wine, we still have the din of shishim, no sintam. But the din of yayin nesach is b'mashahu, is only by min b'mino. If it's mimisha ein amino, then it's b'no sintam. So the question is, so if it's old wine and grapes, so old wine tastes different than grapes, because old wine fermented, right? So it tastes different than grapes. New wine and grapes, it's like grapes and grape juice, right? Because grape juice, doesn't ferment. When I go back to Williamsburg and Chol HaMoed, Pesach, so my friend Rabbi Chaim Kalman Gutman Shlita, he makes, he's from the people who don't use any packaged food on Pesach, right? No packaged food on Pesach. That means even wine, I mean, you make your own wine. So it's called must, what they make, must. Must is, it's like, it tastes like grape juice. It's like, it's, you know, they make it, it's his own, he makes it himself. It's like grape juice. Well, eventually grape juice will ferment and turn into wine. So the new wine is like must, because it's not. That's the halacha that the Gemara says above a basta sochet adam eshkol anorvim for omer lof kiddush hayom. That you take a grape, you press it, and you can say kiddush on that. It's beferish a Gemara. You can say kiddush on grape juice. The only thing is, the grape juice that we have today is not just soaked on the meshkel alone. What do they do to it? They pasteurize it. So then the question is, once they do that, will it be able to eventually ferment or not? So that's why some people say that maybe you shouldn't make kiddush on grape juice. Or maybe you shouldn't make kiddush on grape juice, perhaps. Why? Because maybe grape juice is not the case of the Gemara of Sochet Odom Eshkol Sholanov, because you made it into a way that perhaps won't ferment. See, the case of the Gemara is you didn't do anything to it. You just squeezed the grape before Shabbos, and now you have your grape juice. And that's the must, that it's called must. You know, there's just the grape juice, which has the status al pidin of wine, even though, because potentially it could become fermented. That's why Rabbi Chalap, I tell you what Rabbi Chalap likes to say, that in the old days, one of the big divides, whether you were an Orthodox Jew or a conservative Jew, was whether you make kiddush on grape juice or not. That was part of the conservative doctrine. Orthodox Jews never made kiddush on grape juice. Until the Tzelmarov, he changed things. He gave the Hechsher and the Kedem and said you can make Tzelmarov. Right? Have to take a trip, and then it became normative, and then Rav Moshe agreed with him. So then it became normative of that people make Perek Gafen and grape juice. I still question whether that should be the case, but that became normative. It's not so simple. Rav Henkin, questioned that. That was the first truth of the Knesset HaGdolo. That maybe you shouldn't make grape juice on. Understand? Okay, what can I tell you? You win some, you lose some. So if you have old wine, so then that's going to taste the same, different than grape juice, because probably it's more acidic, but the new wine, that's like grapes. That's like grape juice. So then old wine and grapes is what is going to be min. So if it's old wine, it tastes different, and it has different shame also. But new wine, but new wine and grapes is the same. So from the perspective of Shema, it's a different shame, because one is called wine, one is called grapes, and one is called wine or grape juice, or whatever you want to call it. But in terms of the taste, it's the same. So the question is, what is min b'mino based on? Is it based on the taste, or is it based on the name? So if it's chamra atika b'invi, so then it has different taste and different name. So everyone would agree that it's different. Because whether you hold the perspective as Basha Shema, to be the same or different, it has a different name. And whether it's based on the tam is different, it has a different taste. But chamra chadata be'invi, but if you have new wine, abai omar b'mashahu, v'rova omar b'notzein tam. Abai says mashahu, because abai shita is what? Abai mashahu b'osatay mazlinan, and it's a different, it's what? It's the same tam. It's the same tam. Because new wine and grapes is the same taste. And when it's the same taste, that's mimbimino. And mimbimino by treif wine is what? Is b'mashahu. Tavel mimbimino, mimbimino mashahu. Rava omar b'nosin tam, basa shma azlinan. And Rava says, no, you go basa shma. So it has what? Here it has different names. One is grapes and one is wine, or grape juice. V'hai shma l'chud, v'hai shma l'chud. So therefore it's mim b'shein amino. And mim b'shein amino is b'no sein tam. Because the chumrah of mashahu, that it's not batel, is only mim b'mino. So this is the sugya of mim b'mino b'sa shma or b'sa taimah. Well, Rava says, but no, say, most in time, but so shmaz lina.
But it could be you hold, you need, in order to be bimbino, you have the same taste and the same name. But like, what would be the case where you have, could be a point, Rava, if you have a different taste?
No, but we said before, if it's chamra, tika, b'invi,
that was both.
And then if you have one difference, meaning the name is different but the taste is the same. So Rava says you need, you follow no sin. Abai says you follow, Abai Amar B'mashu, was supposed to time us, Lina. So Rava's saying in this case, in the new wine, so it's a different name, and he's saying, who says he definitely needs Basa Shema? He says, Basa Taima. No, Rava Amar B'nosin Tam Basa Shema Zlinan. Abai says, that it's b'mashahu, because Abai's sheet is you go baser taima, and Rava says baser shma. But you saying who says that according to Rava it's baser shma? Maybe it's, and here the shma is different, but the times. The same, so therefore, okay, you're right. In other words, how could you fully prove it? Okay.
If you have cow's milk and turkey milk, they don't say the same, they don't look the same, but they have the same name.
Right. So if you hold like Rava's sheet is what?
Shema.
Pasa Shema.
It's milk. So it's Rav. It's
fine. So the Rav Bidarais is fine.
But if you hold like a buying,
if you hold like Abaye, then what?
It's same thing.
The Abaye sheet is Basar Tam.
They don't look the same.
They what? Different taste.
So Mimshenu.
It's Mimshenu, yeah.
I would
imagine maybe
Rava would be different.
It would be Rava sheet is Basar Shma. Why?
Because
for
sure he has different taste. It's Mimshenu. Rava's going to do it. Even if
or is he just saying Basa Shema?
But
the Gemara says that, even though you're saying, how could they fully prove it? Right. Now, so how should we paskin? No? How should we paskin? Yeah. Yakagam, the halacha is like Rava. So therefore, what should we paskin? Basar Shema. So that would mean, in the case that they have the same name, even different tastes, you say Basar Shema, and therefore, say that your milk case, so the treif milk tastes different than the kosher milk, but if you go Basar Shema, it's Mimaminu. Right, so the big question that everyone asks is that how could you, if the whole concept of Mim Shein Amino is a din of no Sein Tam, then of course you should follow Tama. That's the whole point. That the whole point of Shishim and Mim Shein Amino is a din in Tam. So how could anyone say that you go Basar Shema? And Lechora, it should follow based on the rules that we should follow. What? Basar Shema, because we paskin like Rava, that Basar Shema. But it makes no sense, because the whole difference between Mimba Mino and Shema Mino, why is there no Tamki Iker by Mimba Mino? Because it's the same taste. So why should it make a difference? So that's the question. Yeah.
Could we actually say that the good thing is Mimimino is that one you can actually use Mimus and Tam?
Well, because that's Mimashain Amino is based on Tamki Iker. Right? That's the whole concept of Tamki Iker Daraisa, Mimashain Amino Chishim. That's everything we've been learning this year. So if the whole concept is that it's a different tam, so what makes a Mimashein Amino? They have different tams. So that's the question. So what's pshat that we, Rava says differently, and the Chor, the Halach is like Rava. And the Ramah, look in the Ramah. Take a look on page 2. Right, that was the first case. So the Ramah paskins beferish like Rava, that you follow Shema. And one second, and this is in the Rishonim. Look on page 4 in the Mordechai. Ofos basar beis minim hein. If you have chicken and meat, those are two minim. One is chicken, one is meat. And look in the Or Zeruah. He's quoting the Or Zeruah. Chazar Rabbeinu Shmuel, page 5. The halacha k'rava, the basa shma is leanin. The chuli suri, the chuli talmud al-bai v'rava halacha k'rava. Bal mi'ak yigam. Hecha s'or v'isa. If you have Issa's dough, and Seor is the yeast, so one is dough and one is yeast. Shnei Shemos Hem. Different Shemos, so it's Mim Shein Amino. Even though they're both... Right, so the yeast, as you said, is made out of dough. So then they're both dough. So they have the same tam, but the shame is different. So that's how the Ramah passed. So the Shach asked this kasha. this famous kasha let me find the line for you. Because Ramah says what he says, and the Shach here. First word on the line on page 2 is Vihilkach. Vihilkach benishbach azlina lukula. Vavogav dechaim yon karovo. Benchaim achad azlina basa shmol. Vol basa taimli min haine davka. So that's the question. But we paskin like Rava, so it shouldn't have to do with Tam. But the whole yisod of Nishbach is Mimashein Amino, you could taste it. But we follow Rava, it's Basa Shema. So he says, and dafka when you nine nesach with tevel, so osun b'masho b'min b'imino. Chayin the truma v'orla, shirum v'malam yishishim. Hilkach yihu, hava shava b'shma, hava gavdol shava b'tayim, hava lay min b'imino. Vosu b'masho. So this is what he answers. He says like this. What's the case in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara is talking about yayin nesach. It's talking about non-kosher wine. The non-kosher wine is also b'mashu. But it's only also b'mashu when it's min b'mino. So the whole discussion of mashu, what does mashu mean? Mashu means that even though something is already bottled b'shishu, yisur mashu means it's still going to be osur. Like chometz b'pesach. Even if it's bottle already, it's still, even though it's mashu, it's still going to be osur. So all these cases that the Gemara was talking about, the case that we had in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, is you have shishim, but even though you have shishim, it still could be osur pas shishim. That's called an isur mashu. And the question is, do we treat it like an isur mashu or not? That's toloi on whether it's called mimbamino or mimbushainamino, whether you go basa shma or basa taima. But since the whole discussion is whether there's going to be a yisur mashu or not, that means the discussion is when there's already shishim. And now, do we say it's mutter, which is shishim, or do we say no, this is an yisur mashu? That's toloi on whether it's mimbamino or mimbushainamino. Because it's mimish b'mino, then you have the kicks in the samashu. If it's mimish ein amino, then it's not. So over here, it's not shy to speak about nesinas tam, because there is not going to be any nesinas tam, because we already have shishim. So there's no nesinas tam. So we're outside the world of tam. All we need to know now is it going to be mutter, or is it still going to be a nesamashu? You're asking how can Rava say Basa Shma? It makes no sense. Of course it's Basa Taima. He says you're right, it's Basa Taima. So what does Rava mean Basa Shma? No, Rava's talking about the case in the Gemara. But the case in the Gemara was it's already Batal Bashishim. So the Tam is gone. And now the question is this still an Isser, is this still an Isser Mashahu or not? And the answer is, if it's Mim Aminu, then it's an Isser Mashahu. If it's Mim Shein, I mean it's not. And that's totally what the books are showing most of the time. But in a case where you don't need Shishim, a case where you don't have Shishim, and I want to know, I have Rov, but I don't have Shishim, then for sure it's Bosu Taima. That's the Shach's word. So therefore, the Ramah is saying, in other words, there's Bosur Shema, even when you don't have Shishim, and then the question is, whether it's Mim Amino, and therefore you have to, you say, Sufik Shishim Bakula, or is Mim Shein Amino Sufik Shishim Bakumra? Because, and the Shach says, no, if there's no Shishim, then for sure, it's and there's Tam Nirgash, so of course you follow the Tam. But the case in the Gemara is when you have Shishim already. And now, the question is it still Aser? So that's the question, whether it's Basar Shema, and it's called Min B'Shein Yimino, or is it Basar Taima, and it's Min B'Mino, because the din of Shishim, the din of Masher is only with Min B'Mino. But if in the case, regular food, kosher food and tray food, the rice and tray meat got melted together. And the tray meat, so of course, it's going to be based on Tom. There is different Tom and different Shane, but say for example, you have kosher milk and treif milk. Right? So that's only a question of Shishim. There's no Isser Mashahu. Right? So the Ramah says, so since it's Basar Shema, it's Mim Amino, and Safik Shishim would be Lekulo. The Shach says, no, but it's different tastes. So of course you follow Basar Taima. The Gemara says Basar Shema. That's only when there's Shishim already. And now we're trying to figure out, even if there's Shishim, should we treat it like Mim Amino and apply the Isser Mashu or not? So that's the Machlokas in the Gemara. But if there's no Shishim yet, and it's a question of Suffolk Shishim, like your case in the milk, where they have kosher milk and treif milk, and they mix together, and I'm not sure if there was Shishim or not, then for sure you follow the Tam, and Suffolk Shishim is going to be a Din D'Oraisa. The only question is, once you have Shishim, and now we're having a question of an Isser that could be Isser, an Isser Mashahu, so then we have to determine that Isser Mashahu is only B'Mim B'Mino, not B'Mim Shein Amino. The question over here, is it called Mim B'Mino or Mim Shein Amino?
It doesn't apply to milk, though.
Right, in the milk case, it won't be applicable, because the milk case, no, there's no Din of Mashahu, so it's only a Din of Shishim, and it's a question of Suffolk Shishim, so I treat it like a Din of Mim B'Mino, Mim Shein Amino. So he says, of course, everyone would agree, Bai and Rava would agree, that's Basar Taima. The Ramah says differently. No, the Gemara happens to be talking about Isser Mashahu, but it really applies even when it's not an Isser Mashahu. And then you have to deal with the Shach's question of but if there's no Shishim, so then the Tam is Nirgash. So then it's a Suffolk in the Tam. So then, of course, it should follow Taima and not Shema. You have to swallow that, digest it. Yes, no, maybe so.
I'm a little confused. Why in a case of Mashahu would there be a special machlokas if we go after Tam or if we go after Shane? Like if you hold in general that we follow Tam, Why would a mash be special that would follow shame?
In which case?
But why? So, in the case of the Gemara, if we say that the case of the Gemara is talking about a mashu, then why do we say that Abaye holds that it's and Rebbe holds that it's shame. So if Rebbe holds that it's shame, but Tashach is saying, but no, he would hold that it's tam in a regular case. He only holds that it's shame in a case of mashahu. So what's unique about mashahu that if
because by mashahu, once you have mashahu means you already have shishim. So do we say now it's mutter, or do we say no, there's still an issa mashu, and even beyond shishim, it's going to be aser. So basically, in the case of mashahu, there's no tam nirgash anymore, because there's shishim. But the question is it still going to be aser midin issa mashu? And issa mashu is only by mimbamino, so how do we treat it? After shishim, do we treat it like mimbamino or mimshainamino?
But if in general we define mean by tam, why would we shift to shame by mashahu?
Because by mashahu there's no tam left anymore.
Fine, so then we should still...
So it's not shaykh to speak about tam anymore. So he's saying then that we should follow shame, because tam is only makes a difference when it's a different tam. But here, since you have shishim already, you're not going to feel any different tam. So what's going to make something mimbamino, mimbashainamino? Then it must switch to shame. Because tam is over after shishu.
And then Abaye would say that tam is not over after shishu.
Or he'll say like you, that since we did tam beforehand, before shishu, so now we'll continue. But the same way. So that's the Shach, where he says Timihani on page 2 on the right side. Timihani on Mashkos Barav, Uli Mimimino, Uli and Mosh Shema, Taidu Shova Mishma, Avogam Shova, Doloshova Taima, Havali Mimimino, Possibly Rabban, and Mena Shova Mishma, Avogam Shova Taima, Havali. It all has to do with tam. He says, "V'afal gav." Next line, the kaimel karava, that is baser shma. I do davka leni nayin nesach v'tevel shasurim b'mashahu b'min b'mino, because those are already past time. Because there's a mashu. So the question then. Then is raised, so then, you know, so let's try it in the Ramah. In other words, the Ramah starts out great, because we Rava Shema, and that's how we Pascha like Rava, so it's great. And the Shach says, but no, but if you don't have Shishim, and it's a Suffolk Tam, so what's going to make the Tam different? Basa Taima. So then how could you say Basa Shema? So the Shach said, here, Rava only meant Basa Shema in the case of Yisra Mashu when you already have Shishim. But if you don't, it's a case where there's no din Yisra Mashu, then of course you follow Tam. And then, so now, the Ramah, the Shach says, I don't understand the Ramah. Yeah. Right, because those cases in the Mordechai of Zeruah, we're not talking about Esser Mashus. So it's a very stark kasha. So maybe we'll look in the Chavos Das now on page 6. Steht in Chavos Das. Ein Shach, the Shatom al Rav. The Rav is the Ramah. Whatever it says the Rav, that's the Ramah. The Hu Iker Tam, the Vim Mishain Amino, the Boy Shishimi the Raisa, who Mishim the Tam Ki Iker, in Kena Kol Tolu B'Taima, V'ol B'Shma. Fiani has died in Nira the Hadinim Arav. So the Chavos Das is going to support the Rav, the Ramah. Bobi boy the Indian shim shovim b'tam, bein shovim b'shma. Vaday the Huda Raisa that Rabbi Yovish b'Yovish mim shein aminu. Maybe a Rav Torah's Chatzis didn't dal shnei days. He be the Raisa being in shishim v'loy chriya. That's my read. Be in shishim with the Raisa. Omna malach malach mim shein aminu. A few later time of going kemach b'kemach shem. Tell him he made him the vlog and watched me the rice. But Tom came in. So he says, what's the answer? So look at the second arrow. Hakachat Sarach Lomad, Allah Almosh Misina, he would alone midmo be crowed Dachre Rabbim. There's a concept of Shishim. It's Allah Almosh Misina that we learn out from Tom Ki Iker. This is Rabbi Shelo. Well, this, that you don't follow Rav. That he follows Shishim. We learn that from Zerah B'Sheila. So what's the pshat? Mimim Ruva Bato Akocha Achil Shish. So he says that we have a Gzeres HaKosov that Mimisha in Amino you follow Shishim. So Allah Moshe Misinai. And that's based on Shmo. Whereas maybe Shishim is the stama a halacha, nothing to do with Tam. Tam Ki B'Vim Mishal Kenan the Zeshav Bittul Barov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amad Halachah L'Moshe Misinai the Lulim Bal Mikra Dachrei Rabim Hakadam Alin Yisra LaBatil Osir At Shishim V'Shishim Batil B'Gaminim Israel B'Sheva. So maybe it's So it's a gzeris hakasuv that mimbamino is b'shishim, but not because of tam. It's a special, separate halacha that we learned out from Zerov B'Sheila, that was Zerov B'Sheila by the Nazir. They used to give the korban to the, part of the korban was to the Kohen, the Zerua. It was cooked together with the rest of the animal. And how is it mutter? But the, if it's cooked together with the Zerua, the Zerua is the Kohen's chelik, so then it's going to aser the part that goes to the Israel. So the answer was, the rest of the animal is shishim the amount. So it's going to be batel. So that's a gzeris hakashuv that there's bittel b'shishim and rov is not good enough. And that gzeris hakashuv of shishim has nothing to do with tam. It's not so easy to follow what he's trying to say, but that's what he's trying to say. That a new din, that mimbamino, that there's a din shishim not because of tam, just there's a cost of shishim. Learn from Zerub Sheila. Even though Zerub Sheila, like Tosa says, is mimbamino, but somehow that translates to mimbamino. Yeah.
Sort of a side question.
The Lach Mishmina is telling you don't learn from the Pasuk Achrei Rabin that it's Batal Baro, because here's Mim Shein Amino, it's Batal Bashish.
Oh, okay. So Gezeres Kasuv is Batal Baro, and Halach Mishmina.
Saying to not to follow the Gezeres Kasuv, but it's Mim Shein Amino. Even though Mim Shein Amino, Pasuk Shema, not Pasuk Taim. It's not Pasha of us.
So you think that function is Shishin.
Right. But not because of Tom.
Not because of Tom.
It's not the way we normally think. I think there's the customs of Zerub B'Sheila. But it's a little bit strange because, like Tosfos points out, Zerua B'Sheila is mimbamino.
Yeah.
So Zerua and the rest of the animals are both the same. Unless you say it's they made it for mimbamino, but the Torah it's a little difficult to understand that because Zerua B'Sheila is mimbamino, it's not mimbamino. And we're saying the Gzeres HaKosov is not to follow Rov, to follow Shishim by Mim Shein Amino. So it's a little bit difficult. But think about it. And then there are the Terutzim. So maybe next time we'll start with the Aruch HaShulchan on page 8. But you need to digest this, you know what I mean? To digest the Gemara, to digest the Ramos Psak, to digest the Shach's Kasha, to digest Chavos Das Teretz, each step of the way. And then, Baruch Hashem, we'll digest, and then we'll give you more to eat.